Well, the collection overall includes my work, my life's work, if you wish. It goes from over 2,000 quarter-inch tapes of sounds of the countryside, all sorts of sounds, at a time when you could take sounds and not be which were not being interfered with by all sorts of outside sounds, such as power saws and jets and all the rest of it. So if you got up early in the morning, you'd get absolutely clear sound. I had a wonderful sound man, Pat Hayes, who worked with me for 8 years. We never had an argument, ever. So he was great. But anyway, the collection includes those kinds of sounds. It includes film. It includes the very first scripts that I wrote for the series Moving Spade, and even for Ludi Maglu on radio. So there were radio and television scripts. Other scripts on radio would have been to do with traditional music, like Have You This One, for instance, where I traced tunes that had gone from here to America and had changed a bit, and maybe they played only the first part and never played the second part, and being a dance tune, they'd make it into a song, like the Squid Chicken Ground up in Newfoundland, or tunes like that. And then, of course, Kyolthodi Hoolan, Kyolthodi Line, two traditional folk orchestras. The one, Kyolthodi Line, came after Sean O'Ria that died, because I wanted to keep up the connection between the Gaeltacht and the young people, and to give them some of the music they didn't have, and to have also that connection with the Gaeltacht, especially in Cúile, where Sean O'Leahan and Diarmaid O'Sullivan, well, Sean O'Leahan came from Ballyvourne, which is not very far away, and Diarmaid Dean came from Cúile. So there was that connection as well. And there were places, universities, there was even one in America that were happy to take. Well, I wasn't going to export any of it. And so the Yachad of, or the Academy in University College Galway were happy to talk to me. I've been talking to them now for several years about this, and they were happy to take the whole lot. And what I didn't want was to have the collection split up, or even if somebody else took it, to have it in a box and left on a shelf. I wanted to have it available so that young people could actually experience some of what I had put together. And of course, my fight has been all the time, and still is, for the environment, and to try and make people more conscious of really how important to their own lives the environment is. And that is really what makes me quite happy.